Good morning, everyone. As we continue to work our way through the Megillah, we find ourselves in Perek Dalet. As so far we've seen that Ahasuerus is trying to consolidate his power. We know that Esther is good at understanding people, and then Mordechai won't bow down to Haman, who only desires that everyone else bow down to him because he's power hungry. Which leads us to Perek Dalet. And in Perek Dalet we find the debate between Mordechai and between Esther. The Perek tells us that finally we're realizing that it's time to save the Jews. Mordechai comes to Esther, and Mordechai says, it's time. It's time. They go back and forth. They have this messenger, Hasach, who's going back and forth between them. And finally he says to her, you have to go. You have to go tell her what to do. And she says, what do you mean? But everybody knows, Yodim kol ish v'isha. Everyone knows, Esther says to Mordechai, that if I go to the king and I have not been invited, I could die. I could die. And if I die, what good is that? So Esther first says, we can't. And then Mordechai responds, and he says, don't imagine that we're going to escape. This is, if we keep quiet now, yes, revach v'hatzala yamod la'yehudu b'makom acher, yes, eventually we'll be saved. But uvat ubeis avich tovedu. Mordechai says to Esther, you gotta do it now. This is the moment. And then Esther says, okay, I'm ready to go. So what's this debate between Mordechai and between Esther? Why is Mordechai so sure of himself that they should go speak to the king, when clearly in the world of Persia, when everything works by protocol, if you don't get invited to the king's office, you could get killed. Well, Esther says, no, we should wait a little bit, but she sees that the Jews are in a dire situation. Haman, in the last parak, has decided to kill the Jews. So this is the question. In the fourth parak of the Megillah, what is the debate between Mordechai and Esther? How does Mordechai not see that this doesn't work this way in Persia? How does Esther not see that this is the time to save the Jews? And the great Kleisenberger Rebbe, Rabbi Gusil Halberstam, who survived the Shoah, who lost his wife and ten of his children during the Shoah, he argues the following point. He says, what was this argument between Mordechai and Esther? Not, is it the right time? Is it not the right time? It's about redemption. How does redemption work? Esther said, redemption will work by absolute, miraculous perception that God controls everything. She says, I can't accept a partial redemption. And that's why she says, if I go, what will happen? If I go, two things could happen. Number one, I could fail. And then they'll say, see, God can't save us. And if I go and I succeed, you know what they're going to say? Esther, save the Jews. That doesn't work. So she says, I don't want partial redemption. If we want to have redemption, then God is going to come, make unbelievable miracles, and save the Jews. And Mordechai said, I agree with those points, but we need human initiative. We need our involvement. And more importantly, it's okay to have partial redemption. Even if we don't get full redemption, Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, Geula Shleima, we'll take it. And this is not the first time we've had this debate in history. Throughout history, whether with Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether with Zionism in the 18 and 1900s, do we have partial redemption or not partial redemption? And in the end, it's Esther's argument Mordechai's argument that wins the day, and Esther goes to speak to the king. And that's why on Purim, it's somewhat of a muted holiday. Right? We don't have Hallel. One of the reasons is because in the end of the day, it didn't happen in Israel, according to one opinion in the Gemara. And after it's over, we're still in Ahasuerus' servants. But it's partial redemption. We don't always get Geula Shlema. But anytime we get Geula, that's worth it of davening and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And that's the debate between Mordechai and Esther, that our human initiative is important. It's our involvement. And any achievement, any success is worthy of a yantif. Have a great day.